episode number 151, Camaro Details Revealed.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And we are pumped because we just got to see the new Camaro.
Yeah. Yeah. This week. In person. Not just online either. We stood over it. We accidentally touched it. That was a mistake.
Yeah. That
security was
all over you.
It was like the Secret Service.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Hey, what the hell do you think you're doing? I said, listen, lady. Do you know who I am? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we'll get into that in a little bit. This episode is pretty much all Camaro.
All fifth gen.
No voicemail, no thread of the week, no sight of the week.
We're just going to talk about what we saw this week and what was revealed this week.
Yeah, we're not even going to do a rundown.
In the guts.
We're going to start from the start.
Yeah, start from the start.
The website reveal.
Right.
Chris, what'd
Monday,
you...
Monday afternoon. Got together at your place.
Yep.
Kicked it up at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Actually, it was a little sooner than that.
Was it?
Well, the actual website, not the webcast.
Oh, the webcast.
Chevy.com/Camaro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was released...
2:30, 3 o'clock. Closer to 3 o'clock.
All the details were revealed.
Yeah. What'd you think, Chris?
Of the details?
Of just the whole website experience itself.
It was okay.
It was okay?
It was okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Kind of lacked
a
little bit of...
It was just kind of okay. You know, I guess I was expecting kind of like a big bang, you know.
Yeah, like
here it is.
Something that...
And then have the video freeze. I don't...
The what?
The video freeze. And now introducing...
Oh, the webcast,
the new...
Yeah.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, there we are. We're watching Ed Wilburn and Ed Pieper introduce the Camaro. And just like Chris said, it was like... And now I'm going to introduce you the new Chevrolet... And we're like, WTF! So I had to reload it, and then by the time it started back up,
it was there.
The car was there.
So we didn't.
Not that you know, we haven't already.
I don't
seen
know if
it,
they pull a sheet off the car. Did it drive in?
I think they drove it in because
okay.
I think I saw some stills from it somewhere.
Oh, okay.
But they're supposedly gonna release the video, you know, so we can
later
watch
on.
It. Yeah, but
yeah, it wasn't that long. It was like what, 12 minutes, 11, 12,
11 minutes?
Minutes.
Yeah, if I remember right. Mm. Again, kind of. I guess the way I could complain about it is that I really expected it to envelop the potential the potential buyer,
yeah.
You know, and really
wow you.
Honestly, about 15 minutes could have taken, including the webcast, to go through everything. I mean, it's kind of sparse, and I don't know if there's legal reasons or technical limitations that they had to hold back on some things, but. I'm glad we got what we did, but I just really hope that there's more coming in the future. I think is the best
I'm
way to
I'm sure
put it.
There will be.
Right.
I'm sure there will be.
So then we watched, we looked at the website, we downloaded the specifications and the stuff, and we're going to talk about that a little later on in the episode. We watched the webcast, we got frustrated, we shot my monitor, and then what did we do?
We jumped in my car and we headed down to Royal Oak.
Why?
Because we saw a Camaro in person.
Yep. The first time it's ever been out in public on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On purpose. Yeah. That was pretty neat,
Downtown
though.
Downtown Royal Oak. Saw a lot of old friends.
Yeah. There's a lot of Camaro people there. A lot of fourth-gen Camaros in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. So, and they were all...
Backed into parking spots and getting yelled at?
Yeah, because you're not supposed to back into parking spaces. No, but they were... I think they were all... I didn't see any that were just basic Camaros. They all had something really
extravagant. A lot of Berger cars.
Mm-hmm. So, obviously, word got out to a few local people.
Yeah.
And we went and saw it. Because
this was a private Chevrolet event, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't exactly private, but it wasn't publicized. It was...
Right, because the restaurant was, like, reserved for...
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had the little placemats on the tables. You know, welcome Camaro.
Yeah. But as far as the public, Chevrolet. I mean, for you and I, it was pretty much, okay, guys, don't tell anybody, but could just be in Royal Oak at 4 o'clock or 6 o'clock on Monday. So we did.
And we were there.
And we were there.
And we saw it roll up right around 6 o'clock.
Well, there's video.
Yeah.
I uploaded a video of it actually rolling into town. This is, as far as I know, and anybody can correct me if I'm wrong, but this, as far as I know, this is the very first video ever published of the Camaro intentionally being in public.
Yeah.
In finished form.
In Michigan.
Yeah. I mean,
because, like, they did the same video in I think, California at the same time.
Right, right. The same type of unveiling.
Mm-hmm.
Drew a crowd. People almost got hit by the passing cars by down Main Street there in Royal Oak, Michigan. There were a lot of people just walking up on the streets.
Yeah,
say, wondering, what's going on?
Yeah, what is this?
And it drew a lot of attention. Incidentally enough, when they would do testing in Europe with the Camaro, in countries that didn't have Camaros,
right,
it would draw a crowd.
Oh.
When people didn't even know what it was, it would draw a crowd.
Yeah, well, you see a good-looking car. You don't know what the hell it is. You want to figure out what it is.
Yeah, what kind of car is that? Huh?
I can see how it can draw a crowd easy. You know, I was talking to people on the street just walking by.
Mm-hmm.
They would, you know, come up to me and they're like, "Well, what's going on here?" I was like, "Oh, it's the public reveal for the Camaro." And they'd say, "Oh, do you know if that car is going to come in a convertible?"
Why, yes, it will.
I said, "Oh, it will, but, you know, not for probably another year or so." Mm-hmm. You know, they said, "Well, it's a good-looking car. Sure hope it does something good for GM, because they sure as the hell need to."
I overheard that more than once.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, that's all right.
Yeah.
Seen it in person. Obviously, I've seen the car a lot in person.
Uh-huh.
But still, seeing it for the first time in a real-world, everyday
setting.
This could be my car right in front of me setting.
Sitting on the side of the curb there.
Look, that cannot come. That is just above and beyond any other experience I've ever had with the car, including driving it at Milford.
Yeah.
Something about, this is it, it's real, it's there.
It's on a public street, not hidden in the middle of a proving ground.
We're not far away from it really being my car in front of me with the keys in my hand. The kick-ass switchblade keys.
Yeah, which we didn't get any pictures of.
No, but we'll see them soon enough. I can't wait. I just can't wait for this car.
I know. I went through that car with all, you know, can't get inside of it, but, you know, sticking my head in, going through every inch of the body on the car. Finally got to see where they're going to put the little GM tag on there.
That's right. I took a picture of it.
Yeah.
In fact, since I didn't mention it, all my pictures are at CamaroZ28.com/gallery.
Yeah.
Simple enough.
Lots of them there.
The video I mentioned, videos.CamaroZ28.com. And Chris, what's your Flickr page? Because you uploaded some pictures there, correct?
Yes. And they got actually grabbed by GM. They're on gmblogs.com
right now
as well.
Good enough.
Yep.
Man, just talking about it gets me fired. I can't wait.
So we saw a V6 car.
Maybe.
An RS.
It was an RS, yes.
Yes.
Most definitely.
Yep.
They wouldn't lift the hood.
No.
There's reasons for it.
Yeah.
We'll just pretend it was a V6.
So talk about the RS package.
Details are 90% there. I think there's some that are still missing out there. But basically, the bottom line is, everybody wanted the halo headlights. RS package got them.
Okay.
Everybody wanted HID headlights. Bam! RS package got them. What else do you get with it?
The chrome around the taillights.
The chrome bezels. Somebody said that they're darker taillights.
Really?
Like darker plastic.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool. You know, maybe like a fraction of a blackout look. I guess I'd have to see them side by side for sure.
Right.
There's where the body comes together on the roof panel. If you don't get the RS package, the little, it's called a channel. It's like a little, I almost want to say caulking.
Okay.
But, you know, it's like a rubber plastic strip that fills the gap.
Yeah.
It's body color on the RS package.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, it's just black.
If
you don't get the RS package, you could probably just get strips of vinyl from your local sign shop that match the color and just lay them in there. But
talk about the badging.
The badging is,
because you can add the RS package to an SS.
Right. The badging, it sounds complicated, but it's not. And the best way to put it is, you can get a base V6, and that's it. Ta-da.
Yeah.
You can get a base V8, which is an SS, and comes with an SS badge.
Right.
Now, either one of the two, V6 or V8 SS, you can add the RS package to. On the V6, it adds the red RS badge. On the V8 SS, it does not add an RS badge. It just changes the color of the SS badge from white or black or silver, I'm not sure what the final color is, to red.
Okay.
So a red SS badge means Camaro RS SS.
Okay.
In that order, surprisingly enough.
RS
SS.
So it's not a Camaro SS, with the RS
package? Not according to GM documentation, which there's a few discrepancies in there that can be arguable, so maybe that'll change, but as of right now, I read it clearly RS, SS.
Okay.
That's the badging issue.
Okay.
God, what's next? What else is there to talk about? Again, just like last week, there's so much to cover.
Yeah, interior.
I don't care what anybody says. I like it a lot.
I think it kicks ass.
Just like
I
the
think
outside,
it flows well.
You got to see
it. I think it's good looking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unique. I love the radio.
It's unique. I mean, I don't want it to be like, I'm sorry, guys, but I don't want it to be like the fourth gen.
Yeah.
Because the fourth gen is a lot like my Trailblazer.
Right.
They're very similar.
Yeah.
Very. This is unique. It's different. It's fresh.
Yes.
No other car is like this, and that's what we want. Well, I want.
Yeah. Well, I read something in the specifications that I was really excited about on that.
Oh, yeah? What's
Bluetooth.
That? Bluetooth. You can see the knob right there on the steering wheel control.
I absolutely love that feature in my CTS. It's just, oh.
I know.
I love it.
I can't wait. So what can you do? I got a Bluetooth phone. What can I do with it with a Camaro? Well, anything?
Yeah, well, you'll pair it.
Yeah.
You'll pair it with the car.
Right.
So every time you start your car, your phone will automatically pair with the car.
Uh-huh.
So anytime you receive a call, your radio will mute and then it will ring and you can hit the button on the steering wheel. It will answer your call. The volume will come out through your speakers in the car and you can speak. There's a little speaker placement on the dash that's good for OnStar and your Bluetooth phone. You can also make calls that way too. You just hit the little Bluetooth button, say call so-and-so if it's in your phone book, or you can set up pre-designed numbers right in there. It's awesome.
Just as I thought.
Awesome.
Yeah, but it gets better because I don't know how publicized it is. I know it's been talked about a lot, but I don't know if it's any specifications. There is a USB port and a 3.5mm jack.
Yes.
In the center control.
Yes, which means center iPod console. Integration.
Yep.
Yep.
You wanted it? You got it.
Yes.
Boston Acoustics 9-speaker sound system optional.
Mm-hmm.
9 speakers.
Nice.
Because
there ain't no replacing that radio.
I know. I'm going to take this time. You know, I've got a blog that I contribute to at least once a week right there on Camaro Z28. And people ask me a lot, what didn't I like about it? And there's not much, but there's a few things that are, at least if there are some things that are worth mentioning, I put them in my blog over the week.
Okay.
And it's gotten some decent attention.
Yeah.
And anybody that's interested might want to just kind of take a look and see what Jason didn't like about the car or didn't like enough to voice it.
Yeah.
You can see my blog at CamaroZ28.com/blog/JasonD.
Cool. Cool.
And premium members can have the same type of blog if they want.
Yeah.
Just check out the thread in the site news and updates section. But anyway,
I post it in the site in the notes every week as well.
Cool, cool. But anyway, I digress.
What I didn't like about the car, there was not much. There was like some features maybe that I expected to kind of see on the car that aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
Memory seats. I don't understand why that wasn't included. I just assume it was a...
That was
kind of standard, you know?
That was brought up actually in the focus group.
Maybe, I don't see weight being an issue with memory seats. I mean,
don't even bring up that word.
Yeah. Little disappointed that heads up display won't be available to
later
production.
It's in my blog.
I really love heads up display, but I guess it's not going to be in the cards for me if I'm going to be ordering the car when they allow orders in the next couple months.
Yeah.
That's it, really.
Anything that you could see on the car that you say, I'm going to change that right away?
Mm.
Not that you don't like it, but because you want to, just for whatever reason, you just want to change.
No.
No?
No.
You're going to bring it home, drive it as is?
And I guess once you get used to the car, you might start seeing, you know, as you start seeing more and more on the road, you start seeing how to make yours unique.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you don't like something, but how to customize it more.
Right. Personalize it.
Yeah.
If I remember the wording right, the aftermarket is standing 10 deep for this car. They're waiting for
it. I bet.
That came out of the mouth of one of, well, somebody that has the right to say. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's
talk about some of the specifications that were released on this car.
There's
going to be two V6. Well, there's going to be one V6.
One V6 and two V8.
And two V8, but two V6 models. An LS,
right.
An LT,
right.
And then two SS cars.
Right.
One with I don't remember what it was here.
The L.
There's an LS and an LT for the V6 models.
Right. And then an SS for the V8. But the V8 has two V8 options, two engine options.
Right.
One has active fuel management is the major difference. And, you know, for those that are really seriously interested in you know, active fuel management, that'd be the L99 V8.
Right, right. And I'm seeing here in the specifications, 6.2 liter V8, LS3, and an L99 for the SS.
Right. The LS3 having a staggering 422 horsepower. Yes. Is it still 422 or 420?
422. 400. 408, 395. What is this different?
In fact, I'm looking at the thread right now. I know I said we do no thread of the week, but right here, somebody posted Y2VL, Bob Cosby, our old friend Bob. Oh, posted in a GTO Jack, our old friend GTO Jack.
Yeah.
Big Jack posted Y2V8's 22 horsepower apart. I'm actually reading this as I speak.
Okay.
Bob Cosby, our buddy from the Mustang side of things, posted two thoughts, no direct knowledge. Slightly more fuel efficiency with the 400 horsepower of the L99. Slightly lower power band with a 400 horsepower motor, improving the feel of the car with the automatic. Great insight, Bob. Thanks on that one. I think he's right.
Yeah. Well, that's right. The horsepower changes with the automatic.
Mm-hmm. Right. But if I'm not mistaken, there's very little performance difference.
Yeah, very little performance difference here. We're going from 400 to 422 and 408 to 395.
Yep. The V6 engine is the LLT 3.6 liter direct injected engine. Chris, does that seem familiar to you at all?
Very familiar.
How would that be familiar?
Because it's in my Cadillac.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah, mine makes 304 horsepower.
Did we talk about that just recently? Did we talk about all sorts of similarities? Jake Robb was telling me that, that son of a bitch.
The V6 Camaro guys are going to love this car.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's funny how we haven't seen much of the V8 out there. All we've seen that GM has released is V6.
Yeah.
It's because that's going to be...
bread and butter.
That's going to be some...
They're going to sell a ton of these cars.
I would love to have
at
a V6
300 horsepower
as my daily driver.
Holy cow.
It rivals the Mustang V8.
Yeah. Yeah. Mustang people are pissed.
There's been some concern. Well, there's been some concern about the price point. People are saying, well, wait a minute. If it's going to be priced the same as a comparable V8, I don't want to pay V8 price for a V6 engine,
right.
Just no matter what the horsepower is. And that makes sense. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be that way. I think it's going to be V8 for V8, V6 for V6.
I think so, too.
So if those Mustang guys weren't pissed before, they should be now.
Okay.
Suck it, Mustang guys.
Let's talk about fuel economy.
Kidding. Why?
Well, I mean, everybody wants a,
I'm just kidding.
Wants a, you know, a car.
Look,
that,
I get 12
know,
miles to the gallon.
Gas.
Anything is better than that. Well, that's what they were calling
V6,
it.
V6, 26 highway.
And the what was it, the free Detroit Free Press?
Yeah,
they were
sipping.
Seeing a fuel-sipping Camaro.
Yeah. 23 highway for the V8. Now, I saw Scott made a post.
Uh-oh.
Because someone was complaining. Why is such, you know, these are very conservative EPA numbers.
Better to under-promise and over-deliver.
Exactly. I think it was in Fitz's chat that happened on Tuesday. They said, well, how come the fuel economy is lower? I'm seeing 30 miles per gallon in my fourth gen. He said, well, if you're seeing 40 miles per gallon in your fourth gen, you can probably see about the same amount in a fifth gen.
30?
30.
Yeah.
Highway.
Yeah. I think that's a little optimistic at 30. Have you ever seen 30?
I saw 30 in my LT1 car
Did
with
you?
A supercharger.
God, I guess
Coming
I never paid attention.
Back from Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, when you hit the clay chunks?
Yeah, it was probably that trip.
Or when you hit the roadkill.
Either one.
You were always hitting something.
Driving through a flood.
A flood. That's another podcast entirely on its own.
No kidding.
Listen. Where are we at here? Transmissions, chassis, world class chassis and suspension, four and a half liter. I'll say something. I heard the words user adjustable when it came to the rear 4.5 link suspension at the Focus.
Really?
Group. Yeah. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. So, I don't think it's bad. But I mean, I heard those words being used, but there was not a whole lot of emphasis on it.
Yeah.
So maybe there might be a little tweaking available. It'd be nice.
I just read an article in the new GM High-Tech Performance magazine.
Mm?
They were doing an interview with one of the engineers, and someone wrote in about independent rear suspension, and it was a problem in the CTS-V. It was a problem in the GTO. Is the same problem going to carry over to the Camaro?
We're talking about wheel hop, right?
We're definitely talking about wheel hop.
Did I ever
And that
mention...
problem was solved, they said.
Did
they
I...
said that this is completely redone. They've learned, and in fact, they've made such a radical change that they're patenting the independent rear suspension modification that they have done. So I am very much looking forward to that, because as much as I enjoyed my CTS-V, I could not stand the wheel hop.
That was brought up in the focus group this past May. And Al Oppenheiser, if you don't know who he is, look him up, said to the person that posed the question about wheel hop, he said, "What's wheel hop? This is 2010.
Good.
So I might have mentioned that before.
Good.
But that deserves its own little point. Chris, what are you going to get?
What am I going to get?
What are you going to get?
I'm going to get the 422 horsepower V8 LS3.
Okay.
Manual transmission.
Okay.
It will be a black car.
No.
With the cyber gray stripes.
Those are available?
Yes.
How do you
striping
know?
Packages How do you will
know?
Be available.
How do you know?
They said striping will be available.
How do you know it'll be cyber gray?
Oh, I don't know. A little birdie told me.
It wasn't even me.
No. No, okay. Obviously, the dealers got all their information on Tuesday, and that information is readily available.
Which
to
we kind of didn't really mention, because
right. We
got probably as much other than sales statistics that they got.
Right.
And there was an online chat that we touched on briefly just a little bit ago that they should be releasing the transcripts of that rather soon. I think most of them have already been posted in our 2010 forum.
Yeah.
What else are you going to get?
It's going to be an SS with the RS package.
Okay.
Probably, it'll be the gray leather interior, dark interior, mm-hmm. with the, what's the orange called that's going to be inside?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The orange.
I don't know.
It's in the video.
It is?
Yeah. You know how it lights up orange inside?
Well, that comes factory. The ignition video?
Yeah.
That's the way it comes.
I thought you can get two different versions. Is that not
I don't know if that's... I don't know. I have no knowledge of what you're speaking of.
I'm almost positive I heard people talking about it in
Maybe.
Royal Oak.
Maybe. Well, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to get.
Okay. 20-inch wheels.
Oh, yeah, right. Sound system?
Of course. Step up. It's going to be the nine...
Nine-speaker?
Nine-speaker Boston Acoustics. It's going to be loaded. It's going to be loaded, of course.
It's going to be typical Chris Fritz. So it's basically going to be a reincarnation of your 95.
Yes.
Just without the blower.
Yes.
Because there is no Z28 package. For now.
Right.
Yeah, big gripes. Big gripes about a couple of things. Weight and no Z28. And HUD. No HUD. Look, believe what you want, but I'm telling you. The Z28 is not dead, just as the Camaro was not actually dead. People will put the nail in the coffin all they can try. It's not dead. It's not over. It just isn't here yet.
Right.
I put this in my blog as well because I'm very disappointed about the Z28.
Of course.
I mean, we all, Chris, you and I especially have a vested interest in the Z28 name, being that our life is going to wrap
Camaro
around.
CamaroZ28.com.
Yeah, right. Or CamaroSS.com.
Either
or,
one.
Geez, how much? Camaro 1LE, Camaro B4C.
There's so many.
I lose track. And then, you know, just don't worry, gang. I mean, get what you can get for now. Later on down the road when it's time to trade up, maybe there'll be something there for you. I don't know. I really don't. The other issue is weight. People can bitch and complain about weight all they want. They want a big engine, but they want it to be ceramic, I guess, so it can be lightweight.
Carbon fiber.
They want a safe car, but they want it to be made entirely out of carbon fiber. Oh, and they want it to be fast as hell, light as hell, and they want it to be 20 grand. You've heard Scott Settlemyer rant about this ad infinitum. Look, the bottom line is that it can't be done.
No.
It can't be done.
I'm not willing to pay $60,000 for a Camaro for it to be 3,400 pounds.
And if I wanted a 3,400 pounds performance car today, there's only one choice.
Corvette.
Exactly. Yeah. And guess what price you pay, Chris? $60,000.
You pay a premium.
The bottom line, and if you can manage to put the weight in the whatever BS aside, the bottom line is that even though prices aren't out, we fully expect them to be a fair and reasonable price for market value, especially compared to the Mustang, its direct competitor. So if you can assume that the prices are going to be on par with the Mustang, there is no other car on the planet that is going to give you this kind of performance at that price, no matter what the weight is. So push the numbers aside and just say, look, value for value, this is the car that you want for an affordable 21st century modern performance vehicle.
You can take it or leave it.
Yeah, and if you leave it, then leave it here and go somewhere else. Don't wreck it for everybody else.
Yeah.
pissing on everybody's parade all the time.
Yeah.
Ain't going to change a damn thing.
Like you keep saying, wait till you drive it in person.
That's right.
Then go ahead and start making assumptions, because we can phantom bench race numbers all we want, but until you actually get in the car and feel the car, you really can't make an argument.
And I did sit in that car and drove that car.
Right.
And it was the V6, and it felt great.
Yeah.
I didn't get to thrash it, but you know what? I'm not going to be doing 1G turns in town.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be doing 95 miles per hour down in a 35 mile per hour zone.
Yeah.
So that's it felt good.
Good.
And it's going to be a great car. And anybody who doesn't want it, thank God it's a free country. You don't have to buy it. Go buy a Challenger. And then you can bitch all day long about weight.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, you know, it's a predominant subject.
Pound for pound and dollar for dollar, this is the performance bargain of the decade, just like it was in the 90s.
Yeah.
So, and I'll enjoy the hell out of mine.
Me too.
My STFU edition.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll have a lot more members of your crow eating club soon.
Yeah, but will they admit it? Are they man enough to admit it?
Some will be.
Yeah. I know that the people that have said that GM screwed up and GM sucks and this Camaro's a pig and everything. I think a good percentage of them will be driving one soon enough. And I won't say I told you so, because I already did. We got to wrap it up?
I think so.
God, there's so much more we could talk about.
I know.
Well, we'll leave it up to you guys in the forums. Speaking of which, new forums.
Yeah.
We didn't really mention that too much. New slight design update and layout change makes it a little more intuitive.
Everything's still there. Coming.
Everything's still there. Nothing has changed. Just things have been added.
Yeah.
We appreciate everybody's feedback on things. We appreciate everybody's thoughts and concerns about the car, as long as it's constructive in nature and not just negative.
Yeah.
And, y'all know how to get a hold of us. It should be here in the ending somewhere, which we're going to kind of give right here. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline. 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.